بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We're discussing a few interpretations of true dreams. سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that once, whilst narrating a dream, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said he saw that two gold bangles were placed on his hands. This caused him great anguish. During the course of the dream, he was instructed to blow them away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam blew them and they vanished. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that he had interpreted the dream to signify that two false prophets would appear. Subsequently, one known as Aswad Anasi, who was killed by Sayyiduna Firouz Daylami in Yemen, and the other was Musaylama al-Kadhab, the great imposter. Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahumullah narrates that if a person sees himself ascending towards the sky without any stairs, it indicates towards some harm. If he sees himself ascending toward the sky and vanished, it indicates death. And if he sees himself ascending and returning, it indicates that he will regain health after an illness. If he sees himself flying breathwise, it indicates that he will undertake a journey. Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahumullah writes that blowing away refers to the termination of something. Honey and ghee. Ghee is clarified butter. It is reported from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma that he saw a dream wherein honey was oozing out from one of his fingers and ghee, clarified butter, from the other. And he was licking at these. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him that if he lived, he would be granted the knowledge of the Torah and the Quran Sharif. This eventually materialized. Note, ghee and honey refers to knowledge as well as good fortune. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.